Question 4. Practice 2. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 key words or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else.
Let me give you an illustration to show how one form of sensory memory, echoic memory, works. Let's take the example of hearing a telephone number for the first time. First, echoic memory explains why, if someone recites a phone number to you, you're likely to forget it after a few seconds. When you hear a new phone number, you can remember it just long enough to dial it, which takes a second or two. That's because you are using echoic memory, which only lasts for a few seconds. If you wait too long before dialing that number and you didn't write it down, then you will forget the number. The echo is gone from your memory. Second, echoic memory also explains why you are almost certain to dial a new phone number with perfect accuracy. Without thinking about it, you can dial the number you just heard again, as long as you do it right away. And you will dial it exactly as you heard it, because you are hearing its echo in your mind. Try to dial a phone number you heard, say a few minutes ago, and chances are you are going to dial it incorrectly. In the latter case, the echo in your mind is going to be gone, so you're trying to access the number in your short-term memory, which isn't as accurate.